Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
In the wake of the Paris terror attack, there's growing debate whether to allow Syrian refugees into the U.S. On Capitol Hill, some Republicans are threatening to tie up funding in order to limit their entrance, and governors are voicing concern. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker is one of over two dozen governors looking to block Syrian refugees.
The safety and security of the people of the Commonwealth, the mass, is my highest priority. So I would set the bar very high on this.
But Governor Baker is leaving the door open to reversing his position, saying he wants the federal government to fully explain its screening process for Syrian refugees. Angela Bovill is CEO and president of Worcester-based Acentria Care Alliance, which helps to resettle refugees from all over the world, including Syrians, into Massachusetts. She joins us this morning to talk about all of this. Good morning, Angela. Thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning, and thank you.
I'm wondering, as one of the largest resettlement agencies in the state, what was your reaction to the governor's comments saying that, at least for now, he does not want to accept any additional Syrian refugees here?
Well, I think for me, it just raises the awareness that there's a lot of well-founded fears across the nation right now, given all the attacks, and we're certainly sad for all of those that have been involved in that. But it also raises, for me, the question of real knowledge being out there about what's going on and about the Syrian refugees that are, in fact, coming here versus the rest of the refugees that are coming.
As you understand it, what is the screening process, the vetting process that Baker and other governors are voicing concerns about?
Well, what I can tell you is that I think people are seeing the media and seeing all kinds of people coming in droves and in boats over the border. That is nothing like what it looks like for someone to come to the United States. For someone to come to the United States, it takes approximately 2 years, and the vetting process is rather extensive. And the United States actually handpicks the refugees that are, in fact, allowed to come here. So there's no slipping in on the tails of someone else. The refugees actually don't get to decide what country they go to. The UN High Commission, in combination with our federal government, decides in the cases where they come to the United States. It's a very different process than I think people might have been led to believe.
How do you imagine this might impact your work?
Well, I think for us, it's kind of interesting. There's so much attention to the Syrian refugees right now. But in fact, most resettlement agencies, including ours, have seen very little Syrian families because it takes a long time from the time that a crisis occurs to the time that somebody would be cleared for entrance in the United States. And so we looked last year in total in Massachusetts, there were only 52 people entirely from Syria, whereas for us, between Massachusetts and New Hampshire, we've resettled close to 1,000 people last year.
It was only about a month ago, I was in the fairly crowded lobby of your building speaking with you and with refugees, and I'm wondering what the buzz is among the folks who go to your building every day looking for assistance following what's happened in Syria and following this new debate about whether refugees from Syria should be let into the country.
Well, I think for us, what I can tell you is that we're just trying to keep our heads down and do business as usual. The United States has been resettling refugees for a long time, and it has been a controversial issue in the media now and again for a long time. And what we know is, given enough time, the people that are able to finally make it to the United States do incredible things.
So then your agency, Acentria, will continue to resettle Syrian refugees and others that come to your agency via the usual channels, the federal resettlement program, since they've already been vetted by the government and by international authorities?
What I can tell you is that we don't control the process. The people that do end up coming through the pipeline to us, like I indicated before, by and large, right at the moment, are not Syrian anyway. And so I don't imagine that we're going to see any change in those numbers. So for us, it's sort of business as usual. We have people to take care of and people we care for very much and that have proven themselves to be wonderful additions to our country. So So we're trying to keep our heads down amidst all of this spray.
Angela Bovill, CEO and President of Acentria Care Alliance, an immigrant and refugee resettlement agency based in Worcester. Thanks very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you.